Hey, everybody. Welcome back to our podcast of Church on the Back Deck. Today, we're going to be asking a question. Why do we judge other people? Now, you know, we're all guilty of this. We all do it. And while I'm talking about that, let me start out by saying that with everything that I've been talking about, I've been guilty of doing those exact things. I've been stuck in only being able to see what I was taught or what I had grown up with, and not letting God lead me past what I thought I knew. I've been stuck in thinking men had a higher place with God instead of allowing God to show me that men and women were created completely equal. I've been stuck in adding to the division in the world instead of promoting peace for our world. I've been stuck in seeing a God who wanted my legalism and my keeping of the rules instead of seeing a God who simply wanted my love. And yes, I've been stuck in judging other people instead of trying to understand other people. When I allowed God, God then showed me a different way than how I had traditionally thought. Now, I'm not out to force my views on anyone or to change their thinking and who they see God to be. I'm simply sharing what God has done in my life. If this is not for you, then don't listen to it. However, if you've felt God's leading to explore things that may not just quite add up, then you can see where God leads you with this. Don't put your focus on what I say. Focus on where God leads you. After all, I am nothing, and I can't change anyone. Only God can do that. You know, 1 Corinthians 3:7 says, "So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow." Okay, let's get back to our topic of today, judging other people. There is so much judgment in our world today. We see it happen in almost every aspect of life. Why do we do this? Why do we focus on someone else's life instead of focusing on our own? More often than not, we judge people simply because they look, act, or believe differently than we do. We make snap judgments based on a lack of true understanding. If we are judgmental, we tend to jump to conclusions. We make judgments from assumptions we've made with limited information without taking the time to understand where someone else is truly coming from or what is going on in their life. Instead of asking questions to gain information and understanding, we make statements based on assumptions, or if we do ask questions, we do so with no interest in trying to understand the true answer, but instead to respond with a pre-planned statement we want to give. If we love God, why do we do this? You know, Matthew 7:1 through 5 gives us some great words to live by. "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." So, first and foremost, we are not to judge. You know, there's only one judge. So when we judge, not only are we doing what we're not supposed to be doing, we're also putting ourselves on equal footing with the only one who is to judge. This may be one of the most arrogant things we can do in our life. There always has been, always is, and always will be only one who has the credentials to judge, and that's not us. No wonder these verses go on to tell us that if we judge others, then we'll be judged in the same way, and the measure we use on other people is the same measure that will be used on us. Now, for any of us who are not aware of this, we will never stand up to being judged in the same way we judge someone else. We're all human. We're all flawed, and none of us are perfect. And as such, we would never hold up to the standard that we would judge someone else by, because in some fashion, we do the exact same things. You know, we've all heard the term hypocrite. And why do you think so many religious people are called hypocrites? It is for the exact reason we just talked about. When we judge other people and still do things we should not do, we are hypocrites. Many times we think that what we're doing is not as bad as what someone else is doing. We might say, well, at least I'm not doing that. But if we compare ourselves in what we do to what someone else does, we put ourselves on very dangerous footing, because none of us keep the entirety of God's law, and if we don't keep it all, we break it all. James 2:10 says, "For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking it all." You know, the biggest issue we run into with regard to being a hypocrite comes in the second half of these verses. Paraphrasing, it tells us, why are we looking at what other people are doing when we have enough stuff in our own life to pay attention to? All of us should be keenly aware that there are enough issues in our life to last a lifetime in becoming who God would have us to be. Knowing this, the final part of this verse becomes a metaphor. Since we have a lifetime of work ahead of us, we will never be at a point to remove the speck from our brother's eye. What is more likely to happen is when other people see us stop judging and instead focus on ourselves to be the best we can be, they will then be led by God to follow suit. You know, in some of what I have put out, I have received a fair amount of judgment. I've been told that I ignore what I don't understand. I've been told that I'm on some kind of drugs. I've been told that I've rejected much of the Old Testament, even though I've only posted 4 portions of the Old Testament that God has led me to give thought to. And I've been told I'm a false teacher. And interestingly enough, all of this judgment has come from religious people. You know, let's take a look at what the Bible says about false teachers. 2 Peter 2:10 and 11, 13 and 14, and 18 says, "This is especially true of those who follow the corrupt desires of the flesh and despise authority. Bold and arrogant, they are not afraid to heap abuse on celestial beings. They will be paid back with harm for the harm they have done. Their idea of pleasure is to carouse in broad daylight. They are blots and blemishes, reveling in their pleasures while they feast with you. With eyes full of adultery, they never stop sinning. They seduce the unstable. They are experts in greed and a cursed brood. For they mouth empty, boastful words. And by appealing to the lustful desires of the flesh, they entice people who are just escaping from those who live in error." All right, please let me be clear. I am nothing, and God is everything. I want everyone to come to know God. And I'm not saying that where God has led me needs to be where God will lead you. That's totally up to God. I'm just sharing where God has led me. Too many people today act as if they were God instead of following the actions that were shown us of Jesus. And again, it's not my intent to destroy anyone's belief system, but hopefully to strengthen it. Over time, we have turned the Bible into God. And when you can open your mind and look at the entirety of what the Bible says, it becomes very clear that some of it may not be what God would have said at all. The reason this is so important is because some people use the Bible for superiority, exclusion, condemnation, and judgment, which is a direct contradiction to what God would want. As we continue this journey, my hope is that we can replace this with equality, peace, love, and acceptance, which is exactly what God would want. Thank you guys for joining. If you have any comments or any questions, I would welcome them. If you have any topics you would like me to address in future podcasts, please let me know, and I'd be happy to take those on. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.